Patriot, thank you for joining me, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez, and for those of you who are not listening to the show regularly, this is the first show I have posted in about a month. For those of you who did not know, I have been gone for a month. Apparently, not all of you are on Facebook, so please like the Facebook page, because I posted on Facebook. I do apologize. My Twitter followers, I try to get on Twitter. It doesn't do it for me. I can't do Twitter. I got to get the Cosmic Dreamer to do my Twitter accounts, but he's busy in himself. But this past month, every year, my wife and I, we have a huge, and I mean a huge, Halloween party for our family and friends. It has been going on. This will be the third year. This past one was, I believe, the third year we've done a Halloween party, and every year we seem to have to do something a little bit better than the last year. So my grand vision for the month of October for the Paranormal Patriot was to do a Supernatural Monsters segment for 3 weeks. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to do one on the 27th of October, so I had a three-week segment of it. It was going to be werewolves, it was going to be vampires, it was going to be ghosts. Well, I got the werewolf one done, and then it just time ran out. We spent for the last, 2-3 weeks... 12 to 14 hours every weekend. Get up, work, go to sleep. Get up, work, go to sleep. Then get up and go to work for the week. We spent that time decorating for this Halloween party. Between my wife, myself, and my sister-in-law, we spent a ton of time decorating. And the house looked amazing. I mean, we have decorations. We have scary scenes, funny scenes throughout the whole house. I mean, it's like a haunted house. There's people coming in here saying, you know, I go to haunted houses that don't look this nice. I turn my garage into a club. I get my DJ equipment out there. I get the lights going. We decorate to the T with cobwebs, with skeletons and everything hanging around. And it looks great. This year, my brother and I, we perform live not on stage, but in front of everybody, our two songs, My Destiny and the new remastered Falling, that we're going to be releasing now pretty soon on Spotify and iTunes, so keep an eye out for that. But this Halloween party took up my life. Literally, there were days I'd come home from work and work until 10, 11 o'clock on this Halloween party. It was just it's a big ordeal. We get over 100 people in this house, which really doesn't have the capacity to hold 100 people, but we make it work, and everybody has a great time. So it was, I hated being gone from the show, but it was for a good cause, and we all had a great time. But you know what? It's over. I've got a little bit of downtime now. I just got to clean up the Halloween decorations, which I'm going to do after this show here. But now it's back to the Paranormal Patriot. We got to get back into the news. So as much as I didn't want to scrap the Supernatural Monsters segment, I'm going to hold off on that. Because while we were gone, while we were gone for that month in October, I picked up, and I've heard of these people before, but I really didn't know what to think of them. I thought maybe they were just a bunch of fringe lunatics, to be honest with you. But I had one of my listeners, thank you, Jessica from Colorado. I have a lot of listeners in Colorado. But thank you, Jessica. She clued me in as to what is actually going on with QAnon or Q Clearance Patriot or whatever you want to call this group of people that are supposedly going to expose and defeat the deep state. So I want to talk to you about that real quick and get my opinion, and I want to hear your opinion at the end of the show when you send me Facebook messages or email me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. But get a hold of me. Let me know, is this QAnon thing, is this real, or is this just a bunch of kids or a bunch of guys sitting in their basement making it think that there is a deep state conspiracy that we're ready for civil war? You know my thoughts on that. But again, looking at it, there might be something to this. There really might be. So sit back, relax, open your mind, because we're coming at you with some political conspiracy. I haven't done much political lately. We're getting into political now, and I'm going to ruffle some feathers. Be ready for it. Dems, Republicans, I'm going to ruffle you both. So sit back, relax, open that mind. We'll be right back talking about QAnon. My name is Tom Blassus, and you are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. All right, Paranormal Patriot is back on the air, so that means I need some more listener encounters. If you've had an alien, ghost, cryptid, any type of supernatural encounter, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. If you like the subject of this week's show, which is government conspiracies, and you know a government conspiracy, you think you know what's going on, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Let me know your supernatural stories. Let me know your government conspiracies so the rest of our listeners, they can hear and they can make a decision for themselves. Again, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net with all your supernatural encounters and your government conspiracies.
To do. So I ran outside, put the sun in my eyes, met up with Uncle Chuck, stole an ice cream truck, drove in a pothole, ended up in the hospital.
All right, so if you, I can't even see if, say if you follow the news. If you follow the alternative news, the fringe news, you may have heard of Q or QAnon. But if you haven't, you will now. Now, QAnon is supposedly a high-level government source who is clearly in President Trump's inner circle. Now, since October 28th of 2017, Q has been posting on the back channels of the internet regarding the fight to take down the deep state, or, as Donald Trump calls it, draining the swamp. Q has communicated that he or they are not a single person, but rather a group of people who all post anonymously as Q or Q Plus or Q Clearance Patriot. The detailing of what they are exposing and bringing down is so shocking that the mainstream media refers to it as the QAnon conspiracy theory. Now, not surprisingly, the mainstream media has been directly implicated by Q as being complicit with the entire deep state's web of corruption. Q's evidence is quite compelling on this matter. If you've only recently heard about Q through the mainstream media sources, then you're likely being misled 100% of the time as to Q's credibility. You'll definitely need to find an alternative source for the truth in order to determine the facts and the reality. So now, who or what is QAnon? Again, the first post they posted was on the back channels of 4chan, and it came out October 28th of 2017. It talked about how Donald Trump was going to take down the deep state. that the deep state was in trouble, that they're going to name names. It was kind of a WikiLeaks type thing. Now, at first, a lot of people thought, this is just a bunch of kids or a bunch of nerds down in their basement making up this story, making up this elaborate story and putting them out in blog posts every now and then to hype up, get the supporters of Donald Trump excited that things are actually going to change. Well, then they started posting some pictures because I don't know, my thoughts are they thought they realized people weren't taking him seriously, so they needed to show that they are actually in Donald Trump's inner circle. So they posted pictures from Air Force One that coincided with when Donald Trump was on his Asian trip from China and Hong Kong. They posted pictures, behind the scene pictures of Trump rallies that nobody that would have or would not have Donald Trump access. Nobody would have access to those shots. Nobody would have access to be where they are. And that opened a lot of eyes. So people started going back and reading these posts. And now that's where we are now. There is a lot of posts out there. In all of them, most of them, I'll get into the post of most recent here in a little bit, but most of them are detailing the deep state corruption and how Donald Trump is going to bring it down. But now these are not, the following are not my own opinions. They are opinions that I've heard, because I've done a lot of research over this past month on QAnon. And I've listened to a lot of quote-unquote experts, because can you really be an expert on QAnon within a year? But the people that have followed him, or them, whoever it is, this is part of what they say QAnon is and what QAnon is not. So what is QAnon? Again, obviously, it's somebody in the inner circle of Donald Trump. Most people that have followed QAnon believe that this is military intelligence, that these are military officers that are there that are designing a plan to take down the deep state that is corrupting this country. In a way, a military coup. Now, again, when I've heard of QAnon for a long time. I've had listeners tell me, hey, you got to listen to these guys. You got to look into this. Something's going down. And I would look at it and say, I don't know. I really don't know if there's any truth to this, if there's something I should be getting excited for. Because, listen, the thought of the military stepping up in taking out the deep state that controls our government and controls our country, that's an exciting thought to me. Giving the power back to the people instead of the politicians, that's exciting to me. And I didn't want to get my hopes up. But then they started coming out with these photos, and they came out with some things that not a lot of people would know. And there was things that, I don't know, I guess, well, his inauguration. Donald Trump's inauguration, if you didn't see it, I had to go back and watch it and see. As he's giving a speech, his speech, Donald Trump is giving his inauguration speech, he's talking about, we're going to change. We're going to change this country and give the power back to the people. As he's saying this, inexplicably, about 9 or 10 uniformed military officials just walk on stage, walk behind Donald Trump, and stand there. And they stand there for about 20, 30, 40 seconds. And then Donald Trump basically says, okay, that's it, good, you can go. And they just walk off stage. Most people completely blew that over. I did. I didn't think anything of it. But if you listen to what QAnon has been saying, and if you believe this is a military intelligence operation, well, then some things start to make sense. When Robert Mueller, when he ordered the raid on Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer's apartment during the Russian collusion fiasco, that night, there are reports and there is a picture out there of 20 military-garbed individuals visiting Donald Trump. They happened to take a picture with Donald Trump, which is not a big deal. Hey, I'm with the president. Can I get a picture? Everybody does it. But the way the picture was, and this is what the quote-unquote experts say This is like a smoking gun. Instead, you've got 20 uniformed officials from the military meeting with Donald Trump. Just so happens it was the night that Michael Cohen had his apartment raided by a deep state operative, Robert Mueller. They go to meet Donald Trump. They want a picture with him. There's 10 or 20 of them. Why would you not put 10 on one side and 10 on the other? That would be the logical choice. That would be a balanced photo. But no, what they did is they put 9 to the right, 11 to the left of Donald Trump. What does that signify? Well, to a lot of people, that signifies 9/11. And that signifies the military intelligence community stating to the deep state, we know your involvement in 9/11. Your day is coming. So everybody thinks Donald Trump is this savior now because he's orchestrating this massive, massive dump on the deep state. My thoughts, and I, you know, as I'm reading this and I'm starting to believe what QAnon is saying, and it's being reiterated by the quote-unquote experts, is I don't think Donald Trump has anything to do with this. I think he's a facilitator in it, but I think this is a plan that has been involved in being in the process of going to work for years now. I think they tapped Donald Trump to be president because this, at this time, is when a time where we don't need a politician. We need a businessman. We need somebody who needs to make deals and knows how to make deals. Because if you listen to QAnon, their words are, we're bringing down Hillary and Bill Clinton. We're bringing down Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, George Soros, Barack Obama. All of these DNC operatives that are corrupt. And it doesn't just start with the or stop with the DNC. There are Republicans. I mean, you could look at anybody, Mitch McConnell, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, who knows? But you know who the Democrat side is. And now keep in mind, think about this. If you follow the Judge Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, he was asked a question about citizens being tried under a military court. And again, I had it go right over my head. Most people had it go right over their head. But do you realize we are still in a state of war? We have been in a state of war since September 14th of 2001, 3 days after the 9/11 attacks. We have never lost that status of being at war. So anybody that is being charged or being tried with aiding and abetting the enemy, well, they can be tried under a military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay. So if you are deliberately not trying to stop ISIS, Barack Obama, you can be tried under a military tribunal. If you have sold 20% of the country's uranium to Russia, Hillary Clinton, you can be tried and convicted under a military tribunal. If you lie under oath, if you do something on a tarmac that is detrimental to the status and state of this country, Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton, you can be tried under a military tribunal. If you sell guns to drug runners in Mexico and those drug runners end up shooting border agents on our side of the border, Eric Holder, you can be tried under a military tribunal. So don't take that question lightly. The fact that they asked Judge Kavanaugh, do you think in this point, in this time, that it is legal and constitutional to put citizens and politicians who have been convicted or charged with a crime, do you think it's all right for them to be charged and tried under a military court? Is that legal? Or is that unconstitutional? Judge Kavanaugh's response was, well, we are in a time of war. It is constitutional and it can be done legally. Don't think that that question and that answer was just there as a fluff question. I think they were testing Kavanaugh. I think things are going down. I think something actually may be happening here because there's too much going on. The dumps, the leaks that they're leaking, telling everybody that the time is coming, that the deep state's reign of power is almost over. And then they give facts out to it. But you don't really have to look at those facts. Look at, and listen, I mentioned it in the first part of this segment, the media. The media is complicit with the deep state. If you don't think so, just look at your CNNs, your MSNBCs, and hell, Fox News, any news source. But most importantly, CNN. For you to watch CNN and to not see what they're doing makes you complicit also. You are absolutely right in with the deep state. To have a news organization that blatantly filters out the good things that are happening in this country, to blatantly perpetuate racial division, to perpetuate injustice in this country, and to perpetuate violence, as opposed to reporting the news. You have to be blind. You absolutely have to be blind not to see that. That is all part of the deep state plan. They send out talking points. They give the reporters talking points, and whoever can divide the country the most, well, they get more and more prestige, more and more. Look at Jim Acosta. Look at Don Lemon. CNN is all about racism, white racism. But when Don Lemon calls white males the biggest threat to this country, that's okay. Jim Acosta can go out there and say anything he wants. The people don't like him. But yet CNN parades him out there just so he can ask the questions that will get under the president's skin. They're not legitimate questions. They're questions that the president is supposed to answer to make him look bad. They have nothing to do with what's going on in this country. It's a false narrative. The left wants you to believe that we are divided, that this country is in a horrific hellhole. Obama was just stumping in Michigan this week, stating, the economy's rebounded and you can thank me for it. No, I can't thank you for it. Your regulations and your taxes have completely destroyed my economy, or my country's economy. It took Donald Trump to kill your regulations, to remove all the taxes that I'm being overly taxed for, putting more money into my pocket. Oh, by the way, the government has taken in more revenue than it ever has. Unemployment is at a low that hasn't been seen in 50 years. The economy, which the GDP, which they said would never be at 4%, is now at 4%. That's not Obama's legacy. That's Donald Trump's legacy. Nobody said it could be done, but you don't hear about that from the mainstream media. You hear about the divisiveness. You hear about the false stories. Look at Judge Kavanaugh. Just now, the accuser that says she was raped in the backseat of a car is now being referred to the Department of Justice for false accusations. She has no idea. She admitted, I have no idea who Judge Kavanaugh is. What I want to know is who paid her to say that. Maxine Waters? Nancy Pelosi? Dianne Feinstein? Who paid her? This is what we are up against. We are up against politicians that do not care about we the people. They care about my power. They want their power. They want their party. We have a congressman running in this state now that's probably going to win, that doesn't live in our state, doesn't live in our district, let alone in our state. But now she has been promoted as this great democratic social justice warrior. You know, everybody needs health care. Great. Who's paying for it? Everybody needs free education. Great. Who's paying for it? Because I'm not paying for it. I'm tired of paying for it. I work hard enough to make my money to pay for something that somebody who doesn't want to work for is getting. I'm tired of it. Donald Trump put an end to that. But this Elizabeth Slotkin, I think her name is, doesn't live in the state, but yet she's running for a Senate seat, I believe it is, in the state, which makes no sense to me. And she has been quoted as saying, what is best for the party? It's not what's for the country. It's best what we do for the party. And that's the general feeling for most politicians, right and left. What's best for the party? How do we stay in control? The Democrats are just clamoring to get control of the House and the Senate so they can impeach Donald Trump. They can stop his momentum. Because right now they can't. And this is what QAnon has been talking about, is all of these corrupt politicians are going to be held accountable very, very soon if you believe what they're saying. They have made some predictions back in November of 17. Hillary Clinton would be brought in on charges. She has a sealed indictment. They did say John and Tony Podesta would be brought up on charges and be indicted. I don't know. I don't see John and Tony Podesta out anywhere. Rumor is John Podesta fled the country. Tony turned himself in. He's been indicted. The mainstream media is not reporting it. Take that for how you can. I don't know if it's true or not. But if this is true, you are going to see, I think, around the beginning of the year, 2019, you're going to start seeing indictments, sealed indictments opened up. You're going to see your John Podestas. You're going to see your Loretta Lynch's. Look, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, they're in custody right now, and they're singing like birds from what I understand. They are singing, and people in Washington are afraid because there was a concerted effort to stop the momentum of Donald Trump, even before and especially after his presidency. People were put into positions purposely to be leaks. Has anybody seen any leaks come out of the White House since McMaster has been gone? You don't see it. Before, if Nikki Haley was looking to get out of the UN, that would have been news all over the place. It would have been leaked left and right. But McMaster's gone, and all of a sudden the leaks are gone. Tells you who your leaker was. So what's going on with Donald Trump? Why is he putting these people in positions of authority? Does he live by the adage, keep my friends close, my enemies closer? Because in this situation, it doesn't make sense. Why would you want your enemies, who are going to leak all this negative news about you, when you can just get rid of them? Andrew McCabe, I don't know what's going on with that guy. Robert Mueller, I don't know what's going on with that guy. There's rumors that Robert Mueller is actually not doing a Russian collusion investigation, but him and Trump are working together to get into this child pedophilia, child pornography ring that's surrounding Washington and Hollywood. They're trying to root out the deep state. Now, whether or not you believe that, you know, that's another conspiracy theory. But you have to look at QAnon. Their posts are, well, they're becoming very vague right now. They were really silent from about the time the show here stopped, mid or first part of October, and then came back on over the last couple days. And honestly, all it is over the last couple days is a political hit piece. It's voters, you know, vote, get out there, vote. Red wave, you know, I can get that on Facebook. I can get that on my robocalls I get on my cell phone all day, every day. I don't need QAnon. I need to know what's going on. Now, is QAnon doing this to kind of deflect attention from what they're really doing? Is something ramping up and they're just posting mundane voter, get out for the vote, your country needs you? You know, that's what they're posting right now. Is that a deflection of what they're really doing? Are they working behind the scenes, getting ready for the military coup that this country so desperately needs? I mean, right, left, whatever you are, you cannot sit here and think that the deep state in our government, and you know there's one, you cannot know there's a deep state, shadow government, call it what you want. You know there is one you don't think we'd be better off without them there? All these corrupt politicians, and I'm talking 70% right and left, Republican, Democrat, are going to be caught up in this if this is true. Go to QAnon. Look up QAnon and read their posts. A lot of them are vague. A lot of them are not accurate to a T or to, you know, 100%. But there's things in there that they know that they shouldn't know. And it's exciting. Because to me, if you love your country and you want freedom, you're rooting for QAnon. You're rooting for Donald Trump to take out the shadow government, to bring these corrupt politicians to justice. Some of them may not talk. George Soros probably will not talk. Barack Obama, he doesn't want his legacy ruined. He'll talk. Bill and Hillary Clinton, they don't want their legacy ruined. They'll talk. So what you're going to see from Barack and Bill and Hillary is they're going to fade away. You're not going to hear from them anymore. They're going to retire quietly. For the rest who don't want to talk, it's jail. They're going to rot. Personally, I think it's treason. I mean, George Soros should be tried for treason. He is absolutely disrupting this country in what is theoretically a time of war, which is an executionable offense. Just saying. You know, whether or not you believe in the death penalty, what he's doing is breaking the law in a time when that is required or expected. What do you think of QAnon? Read the post. Tell me, what do you think? Is it a legit military intelligence community that's been given the green light by Donald Trump to send out these breadcrumbs, to send out these little bits of information, to tell the patriots of this country, help is coming. Don't feel lost. Help is coming. You know, they asked Donald Trump, who's never publicly admitted that QAnon is real. They asked Donald Trump, do you believe in QAnon? He says, well, I don't know, but they're great people. That was his quote. I don't know if they're real, but they're great people. So that tells me there's more than one. And that tells me that they're great people. And if they're great people, they exist. I think QAnon is real. I think QAnon has been given the green light by Donald Trump to go ahead and give these crumbs out. And I think the storm is coming. So you be the judge. Let me know what you think. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Let me know what you think. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and I want to talk briefly about the asteroid that came into our solar system and then left from another solar system. There's more to it than meets the eye. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. This is Tom Velasquez. Talk to you after the break. All right, quickly want to give myself a little self-promotion here. I don't care where you get your music from, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, wherever you get your music from, go to that site and look for Multiple Myself's and Tommy V's single, My Destiny. Download it, stream it, whatever you have to do, just listen to it and let me know what you think about it because, hey, it's me, it's my brother. We're curious to know if this is music that is something everybody would listen to. Go to Spotify, go to iTunes, go to Google, wherever you stream or download music from, and download or stream My Destiny. Just type in Multiple Myselfs, not Myselves, Myselfs, S-E-L-F-S. Type that in. We should pop right up. Give us a listen. Let us know what you think. And while you're at it, be aware that our new single, Falling Again, which is a redone version of Falling, our original Falling version we scrapped. The new Falling Again version will be out very shortly on all your music source platforms. So again, Multiple Myself, Tommy V, My Destiny. Download it, stream it, let us know what you think about it. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net.
I used to be broke, just looking around it. So I put in work, and one day I found it. I became hot, now everybody that wanted my spot. Just cause the show you start at the bottom, and one day you make it and get to the top. Cause it's my destiny. Now I got money, I got women to the left of me. Cause it's my destiny. I live my dream, I really feel this was success.
All right, I'm going to end the show. I want to talk real briefly about Oumuamua. For those of you who don't know what Oumuamua is, Oumuamua was the interstellar rock, asteroid, whatever you want to call it, that entered and then left our solar system. This was back probably 6-8 months ago. Everybody at first thought, hey, maybe this is an interstellar probe. Well, then NASA said, nope, it was just an asteroid, just kind of skirting through our solar system. Nothing to worry about here. Well, then, once scientific data was looked at, they noticed that it took a little bit of a turn. Asteroids don't turn. And then as it was going away from planet Earth, it sped up. Nobody can account for why that would happen, but the fact is, it turned and sped up. So now, the interstellar mystery rock, Oumuamua, might have been part of an alien reconnaissance mission. This is according to two Harvard Smithsonian astronomers who saw in the strange object signs that it might be a light-driven probe. Now, as the strange rock moved out of the solar system last September, it sped up instead of slowing down, as would be expected. Observers dismissed the acceleration as a release of gas from within the rock, but astronomers Shmuel Bayali and Abraham Loeb are rethinking the whole matter, reasoning that if Oumuamua had been merely a comet undergoing outgassing, the release would have set the object spinning. Instead, it remained flat, and the astronomers believe that it could be by design. Now, according to the two scientists, Oumuamua could be powered by the force exerted on its surface by sunlight. Such a means of power would allow, say, an alien probe to travel far into the universe with nothing but light needed to fuel it. While there is a possibility that the object is merely an abnormal, thin, extremely large, naturally occurring piece of interstellar rock, it didn't emit any radio signals detected by human instruments, they speculate that it could be a defunct light sail. Now, Bayali and Loeb, well, they're serious about the possibility Oumuamua might have been deliberately constructed by extraterrestrials. Loeb calculated that for it to be a random object following a random orbit, there would have to be 100 million times more of its type hanging out around in the solar system. Now, their calculations also indicate that it's the perfect thickness to withstand collisions with space dust, gas, and planetary forces, without adding so much mass to render it incapable of sailing. And it looks like a lot like a Starship Initiative and the Icaros project, both of which humans built, but to do pretty much the same thing that the astronomers think Oumuamua was doing. So they think that this is a space sail. We've all seen the NASA animations of a big parachute in the front sail going out into space using essentially light and the solar winds. You know, Oumuamua at first I thought was an asteroid, but again, outgassing does not attribute for the change in course and the speed change. Usually when an object is going away from us, it slows down. This didn't do it. Oumuamua is a mystery. We'll probably never know what it was. It may have been an asteroid, but it may have been an alien reconnaissance ship. But that doesn't mean it was in working order, because it wasn't sending any radio signals out. Or could it be it wasn't sending any radio signals that we were able to detect? You make the decision. Let me know. Oumuamua. Was it real? Was it an asteroid? Alien reconnaissance ship. Let me know what you think. Ghostseeker4@charter.net. All right, everybody, that'll be the show for today. It has been so much fun coming back and doing this show. I appreciate your patience. Again, I hope the holidays are coming. And I know over the Christmas weekend, which would be probably the 22nd, I may or may not do a show. I don't know at this point. It depends. We usually have a ton of family over, and it makes it extremely hard to do a show at that time. I'll let you know before we get there. But now it seems we're going to have a run of shows for the next couple weeks. So sit back, relax, open that mind, and enjoy the shows the Paranormal Patriot gives you. Hopefully the Cosmic Dreamer will be back soon. The Halloween party we had, while it was a rousing success, did lead to some issues with my equipment. Two of my cables, my microphone cables, have slices in them, and one has just straight up broken in half. Don't know how, don't know why, but I need new cables. So I only have one mic cable. That's why the Cosmic Dreamer isn't here today. His soccer season is done. So hopefully he'll be back, and we'll go from here. So again, if you have any questions, comments, concern, any encounters, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate all your patience. We will be back next week. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, taking off the tinfoil hat. I will talk to you next week. Without a care, he told me to have faith that could return. He told me I'd be better.